I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now.
My heart is crying, crying. Lonely teardrops.
Motown was more than a hit factory, more than the sound of young America. Launched by Berry Gordy Jr. in Detroit in the late 50s and early 60s, only a tiny fraction of the Motown legacy is played on oldie stations today. But now a new reissue series compiles all of the label singles in handsomely annotated five-disc box sets. The series is called The Complete Motown Singles. Volume 3 was released this past fall, and more are on the way. Rock and pop critic Tim Riley joins us now to talk about the new sets and other Motown-related gems. Welcome, Tim.
Hi, Robin.
And we're listening to Lonely Teardrops from Jackie Wilson. But, you know, when I think of Motown, I think of Mary Wilson from the Supremes. I don't think of Jackie Wilson.
Right. Well, you can trace Motown's history back to Jackie Wilson because the person who wrote that song, Lonely Teardrops, is one Berry Gordy Jr.
There you go.
Who was also, like Jackie Wilson, a Detroit boxer. That's how they got to know each other.
Huh.
And Berry Gordy was a very ambitious guy. He took a look around. He saw that Chicago had the VJ label, Cincinnati had King, Los Angeles had Specialty. And Berry Gordy was determined that Detroit should have its own record label as well for the talent that he saw all around those neighborhoods. But it took a while for things to take shape. The sound did not come instantaneously. Let's take a listen to an early track.
Come to me.
That's a lot of fun, but you're right, it doesn't really have... What is that, by the way?
Well, that is a singer who's lost to history. His name is Marv Johnson, and that's the first record that Berry Gordy produced and put out on his own label, and the label's called Tamla. The song is called Come to Me, and you can hear that what Berry Gordy is doing is just trying to imitate all of the sounds that are alive in pop music at that time, in the late 50s, the doo-wop, and the you know, that progression that you hear over and over and over again, and the background vocalists. And he went through several names before he landed on this Motown name. So the actual first Motown label record comes from a different act in 1959. Let's see if you can recognize this singer.
She's not a bad girl because she made me see.
I mean, you know, it's just so obviously Smokey Robinson.
The great Smokey Robinson voice, but he's obviously singing a doo-wop style there, and he branches off from that fairly quickly. Now, Smokey Robinson, a very important figure in Motown history. Berry Gordy serves as his mentor. He picks Berry Gordy's brain about songwriting and recording, and he becomes central to the whole Motown operation. But there was so much talent floating around at the Motown offices. You get the idea that this young company was kind of like a circus. Smokey Robinson was writing so many different songs that he not only had hits with his own band, The Miracles, but he wrote songs for other acts. So there's all these great Motown songs that we know and love, like this one, You Beat Me to the Punch from Mary Wells. It's actually a Smokey Robinson song.
You beat me to the punch.
Mary Wells with a Smokey Robinson song, You Beat Me to the Punch. It's on Volume 2 of the Complete Motown Singles, 1962. Volume 3, 1963, has just been released. And Tim Riley, what else is so special about these boxes? Because isn't all this music out somewhere else?
Well, we have a couple of Motown collections called Hitsville USA, and those are very popular, but all you have to do is turn on the radio to hear that stuff. This is the first time that all of the Motown singles have been issued in the order in which they were released. And if you listen to these box sets of all these singles, you get a much better sense of how incremental the label's development was and how much work went into all its mystique. So going through, you know, a five-CD box set of a certain period from Motown is like watching the director's cut of your favorite movie. It's got all the stuff that the commercial package leaves out.
Okay. If you want even more of this sound, there's a different holiday gift.
Well, there's a couple other titles that are worth paying attention to when you're talking about this Motown era. The first is Berry Gordy put all these acts on the road, and there's a four CD set called the Motortown Review that is the Motown singers live. And here's an example of the young Stevie Wonder singing a song that put him over to white audiences.
Hey, moon, river, within a mile, crossing you in style.
This is bringing back such memories of his voice.
Well, yeah. You know, and it's one of the ways, one of the ingenious ways that Berry Gordy was able to market these acts to the wide audience. He would, you know, get Stevie Wonder to sing Henry Mancini's Moon River, right? But you can also hear in that sound, you can hear how much Michael Jackson learns from Stevie Wonder.
That is amazing. That's amazing. So that's Stevie Wonder singing Henry Mancini's Moon River from a four CD live set.
Right, called Motortown Review.
Okay. Berry Gordy's ambitions, perhaps, having a Stevie Wonder sing Moon River, sometimes put people off.
That's right. He didn't always inspire loyalty. And one of the key times in Motown's career when they had a songwriting team up and leave the label because they were having too much conflict with Berry Gordy was the songwriting team Holland, Dozier, and Holland, who had written big hits like Heat Wave for Martha and Vandellas and Where Did Our Love Go for the Supremes. Well, in 1970, when Berry Gordy makes his move to Hollywood, positioning Diana Ross as a big movie star, Holland, Dozier, and Holland famously split off from the label, and they set up their own shop with this song. It's called Band of Gold by Freda Payne.
Now that you're
Freda Payne with Band of Gold. I love that song. Is there more of that somewhere?
Well, this is the thing. They not only split off from Motown, they went on and had a very successful career as writer-producers. And so now there's a box set that features Holland, Dozier, Holland songwriting efforts. It's a three CD box set. And if you want to branch off in that direction, that's all great material too.
And of course, we've been saying the third volume of the Motown series is out as well. But there's, I guess what you're saying is there's so much more than we think.
Well, Motown has become sort of this received idea that everyone takes for granted. It was actually a very radical idea in its time that was tied in with a lot of people's thinking about civil rights. It was the idea that you could start a black-owned record label with black artists and writers and producers and get white audiences to listen. And the more detail you go into and the more you learn how hard that was to pull off, the richer the idea of Motown gets in your head.
And the more artists you'll discover.
Yeah, the more artists you'll discover, exactly.
Here and now, rock and pop critic Tim Riley talking about some great Motown box sets. For a complete list of the CDs we've been speaking of and for more information, go to our website, here-now.org. Tim, thanks as always.
Thanks, Robin.
And we'll leave you with a little more of the Motown sound. Here's Marvin Gaye off the first of the complete Motown singles box sets with Let Your Conscience Be Your Guide. Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston. I'm Robin Young. Please join us again, Here and Now.
I've always stuck right by your side. Oh, baby.
Funding for Here and Now comes from the MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, on the web at mathworks.com.
PRI. Public Radio International.